Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
That's what you get on a Monday.
That's because Lacto, I was messing with his neck tuxedo.
Yeah, he's paying you back for it.
Leave the neck lettuce out of this. It has nothing to do with
this. This is all about, like, Bart needed a little bit of, like, clear!
I need my heart back like TJ Watt. Like, the Watt and the Bosa's always got the weirdest stuff happening to them.
But how about that story, by the way? Dude, that story, the fact that he's like, the only people that knew about this was family and the organization. And someone in the organization thought it was a good idea.
Why would they clear him?
To share it with somebody in the media? What are you doing?
Let's clear him. My heart was, especially after like Hank Gathers and all that stuff. Reggie,
you know what
Lewis.
They said? No, but what they told him was is that it could go out of whack at any time. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in 20 years. You can't predict it. It just happens. And so that's what they told him. They told him, like, if you feel good, you can play. You're fine. They told him he can play. It wasn't like he said, I don't care, I'm playing. It wasn't all defiant, like, I know I have a bad heart, but I'm playing. No, that's not what happened.
Did he have a heart monitor on or something?
He said he was just his...
You got a pacemaker?
No. He said his heart... This is J.J. Watt again from the Cardinals. He said that he just was out of rhythm. It just didn't feel right. He had it checked out. And they said he had it, it was offbeat, so they had to basically shock it back into rhythm. And then they said when he woke up, they were like, how do you feel? He's like, I feel fine. They're like, all right, you're good.
I wonder if he get
crazy, right?
If he get a pulling guard, hit him in his chest, if it knocks it out of rhythm. If you can knock it in rhythm, you can knock it back out of rhythm.
There's no doubt about that. Crazy story.
He made too much money to be doing stuff.
Crazy
like
story
that.
And many different stories around the end. Like Myles Garrett and now the Browns without him after that accident. Unbelievable. And then Tua and that whole story. What's going on there? It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBayMotors.com. Bart Scott, let's stay together.
Let's ride.
So with all those stories that are going on.
Do I have to say it right now?
No, you don't, because the Broncos look like ass again. But with all those stories going on, the perfect person to talk to right now is a guy we love to talk to, and that's Mike Tannenbaum, who joins us right now, our ESPN NFL front office insider. And Mike, I mean, let's begin with a story that, because of Sunday's games, has kind of gone quiet. But it was a huge story last week for a couple of days, and that, of course, involves Tua Tagovailoa. And the fact that he was, A, allowed to play, gets hit, carted off, goes to the hospital, goes back with the team to Miami, and now the unaffiliated or independent neurotrauma consultant that was involved in clearing him, well, he's just been fired. So, of course, somebody had to go, and that's the person that went. When you look at everything that has happened from Sunday when he got hit and he collapsed to Thursday night's game to now what's happening with the investigation from the NFLPA and the response by the NFL and, of course, the Dolphins. Who is the first area to place blame here? Where do you think blame goes with this whole situation?
Yeah, great to be with you guys. And I'm a big believer in life, when you don't like the result, look at the process. And I think the process needs to change from a standpoint that the technical term, guys, is gross motor instability. But basically, when someone looks like Tua did against the Bills, he should just be ineligible to play, plain and simple. And I think both sides are going to agree that quickly here, Alan. And then to me, I would add a couple other layers. Number one, I would add a layer saying that a player, if they had a concussion, would miss minimum of 3 games. And the reason I say that, and I say this with all sincerity, a lot of times you have to protect players from themselves because they're so competitive, they want to come back. So even if that means a healthy player would miss a game or two, I think that's lesser of two evils instead of rushing a player back. And then the other part, guys, just so you know, right now the final say actually rests with the team physician. And I think when you look at the situation, not talking about Miami in particular, just from a global standpoint of the game guys, I think it would make sense to give the independent neurotrauma consultant the final say whether a player actually does have a concussion. So those, to me, would be sensible steps from a big picture standpoint moving forward.
And that's kind of what I agree with. It was
well, he ended up getting fired.
Yeah, but it was
because he screwed up.
But he worked for the team though. Like, that's what I understand.
How supposed to be unaffiliated.
Right, because the person that had a team, he has an affiliation with the team. He wants the team to do well. But, Mike, I hear you on your theory, three games minimum, but we know what happens. What if somebody who's a famous quarterback in the playoffs postseason gets a concussion and that makes them ineligible all the way to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll ever agree with that. So I agree with you because in MMA, you get a concussion, you can't fight for 3 months or 7 months.
Yeah, so So, Bart, I've thought a lot about that, and obviously that's something that could certainly come up over time that, some marquee quarterback misses, a marquee game. That's certainly a possibility. But, even listening to guys like Rodney Harrison last night, Coach Dungy, I don't think that solution by any stretch is ideal. But what I would say is if it was, fair for all teams and – look, there's going to be some unjust result. We know that. But if you look at it over a 10-year period, hopefully that would all equal out long term. And if it prevents one player from going back too soon, isn't that worth it?
Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. All right, week four. What we are seeing is something that we kind of laughed at in the beginning when Jerry Jones brought up the idea of, a quarterback controversy that he would love to see happen. Well, it looks like it's happening because Cooper Rush keeps winning. And now that the Cowboys' schedule gets tougher, Dak Prescott is set to come back. Mike, is it difficult in a front office, in an organization, to tune out what the fans will be asking for? Because you know that'll come. If Dak comes back and the Cowboys lose these two upcoming games that are against better competition.
Alan, that's a great point because when I was running the Jets, people were asking me to sign a – overpriced, athletically deficient middle linebacker, and I just succumb to the pressure. So I could certainly understand where you're coming from.
Rode you to the promised land.
Yeah, exactly. No, but in all seriousness, guys, I think what Cooper Rush has done has played not to lose and been really effective. I think Cooper Rush nailed it when he said, hey, we're winning because of our defense. And look, Dak Prescott's the guy for the next 10 years. We know that. I think what Cooper Rush does is just slow down any sort of rushing him back. We just talked about concussions, but likewise, when you talk about the thumb of the throwing hand of your franchise quarterback, and now you've won a couple games that maybe you didn't think you would have, I think it just slows down, sort of idea to rush Dak back.
Well, where I want to go is because raise your hand if you had Aaron Rodgers in a duel with Bailey Zappi, right? And I want to talk to you about the operational aspect of it, right? Because at some point we know Mac Jones is going to come back and Brian Hoyer is going to be back, but that would potentially leave Bailey Zappi unprotected. Did he show you enough as a quarterback that if you're a team that may not have the best backup would try and steal a person like Bailey Zappi away from the Patriots? And if so, how does the Patriots have to protect him?
Yeah, Bart, that's a great point. I thought the story of the day, unquestionably, was Bailey Zappi, a fourth-round pick from, Western Kentucky, mm-hmm. going in and going toe-to-toe, with Aaron Rodgers and was within literally a first down of winning that game. And I think when Brian Hoyer comes back and Mac Jones comes back, you may want to release Brian Hoyer because Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones was not playing well. He was turning the ball over. Bailey Zappi played really well. So to me, you just don't put him on waivers. You keep him on the active roster. And I think that's a pretty easy decision if you're looking at New England's future.
It seems like, Mike, that the easy decision at halftime for the Steelers was to go to Kenny Pickett. Yes, the crowd wanted it, no doubt about it. They've wanted it since training camp. But it seemed like Mike Tomlin just knew we're flat. We need something. We need a spark. So they go to Kenny Pickett. It might be sooner than they wanted to, but they had to do it. My question is, though, he played okay. He wasn't out of this world. And so with now Mitchell Trubisky, who clearly wasn't thrilled about being benched, if things don't go well early on with Kenny Pickett, can they go back to Trubisky? Or are they now committed the rest of the season to their draft pick.
Yeah, I think this is amazing about what we're about to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, let's face it, they're not a contender this year. Does Mike Tomlin have his first losing season? I think now it's about developing Kenny Pickett. You know, I'm in a mode now that if I was running the Steelers, I'd say, hey, look, we know we got a Hall of Fame coach. We're lucky we have him, and let's see what we have with Kenny Pickett. And that's, job number one, two, and three, because that offensive line, that defense, guys, to me, I just don't think they're anywhere close to Cincinnati, Baltimore, some of these other powers, Buffalo, Kansas City. I just don't see them even close to those teams.
Now, for me, Mike, like another week, Brian Daboll found a way to get a victory. But Saquon Barkley, 31 carries, and I know he had to play quarterback, so that kind of maybe inflated the numbers a little bit. But 146 yards. I mean, he's showing that he has a lot of burst, that he can be a difference maker. But at the end of the day, I don't think the Giants may have the appetite to give him the type of deal that he wants. If he continues to play at this level, would you really consider what type of compensation you can get to a real contender for a guy like Saquon Barkley, because his future may not be with you, even though he's starting to show a lot of signs of what we thought he could be?
Yeah, I don't let him go if I'm the Giants, Bart. I don't care. Take the RB off his position. He's a great player. We're in the business of acquiring productive, high-character players. If I'm the Giants, I'm talking about an extension. Now, look, we could fight about guarantees and average per year, value of the position, I get that. But you win championships with guys like Saquon Barkley. And again, if you're building, from a foundation standpoint, he's going nowhere if it was up to me.
But are you afraid that if you pay him, what's going to happen in all the other years that wasn't this year in the first year is going to happen? And the stories of McCaffrey, the stories of Todd Gurley, and all those guys that got paid that, I think teams would say that they regret making that type of commitment for $15, $16 million annual.
Yeah, look, and we would have to, slug it out at the negotiation table, average per year, bar guarantees, totally understand. And it's very, there's a long track record of running backs that haven't worked out. But I think if you come up with a sensible compromise, if I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm in the biggest market in the world with a young head coach that I could grow with. I'm happy here. I'm from Pennsylvania. And then, again, if I'm the Giants, I get it. Like, he's a running back. But to me, it's about he's a playmaker. And just think about over time, guys, like flexing him out, like one-on-one. And there's a lot of things you can do with him beyond just handing him the ball that makes him a really effective player.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, though, here on our production staff, we're very, protective of our own. And earlier in this segment, you kind of called Bart unathletic.
I was super athletic.
So with that in mind, on our TV side, which you can watch right now on the ESPN app, they wanted to bring back a moment that you had fielding a punt that I know has been showed many times on Get Up. And there it is right there. And I don't know, Bart,
Down goes Frazier.
You want to assess this at all?
Hold on here, though. Woody Johnson never paid me for my alleged athleticism. That's the difference here. Yeah, it's apples to oranges.
Wait, we showed it again. The back pedal was good. The back flip, not so much.
The back pedal was like little choppy steps. You gotta sink your hips, Mike. Whoopsies.
Yeah, we all know, Bart, we all know our roles, and we know where mine is.
No doubt about it. And we love your role on the show. Mike, good to talk to you as always. All the best.
All right, Thomas. Thank you.
All right. Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN front office insider. And yes, everybody wanted to take up for you. Say, you know what? We could pull up some video.
Yeah. Wait, have my back sent.
And again, it's Bart and Hahn. You could see us on the ESPN app now. Don't worry about Plus and all that stuff. And you just get the app, go to watch, and there we are. You could see me right now waving back at you for doing that. So that's where you can catch our show. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Back to Overreaction Monday and your calls in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about LinkedIn, because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain, Bart Scott, that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post at LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, and takes just minutes. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to hire, of course, interview. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Bart. That's linkedin.com/Bart to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Mason Crosby for the win. Snap, placement, swing to the right leg, kick to the uprights. It is good! It is good! Mason Crosby has done it again! He has booted the Green Bay Packers to a 27-24 victory in overtime over the New England Patriots.
Yes, the Pack survive. Bailey Zappi and the Pats. We have some breaking news from Adam Schefter, though, Bart Scott.
Whoopsies.
Javonte Williams of the Broncos.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
Yeah. This was the year.
So you've got, so he's now out for the season, obviously, and now it's all Melvin Gordon, and he fumbles a lot.
Yeah, man.
He is fumbled.
I'm concerned for the Broncos. I don't know who I have more concern for, the Broncos or the Raiders in that division. Looks like it's going to be a two-team race again. Chargers in Kansas City.
Yeah, Chargers hanging in there with all the issues they're going through. But they played the Texans. They did what they were supposed to do and
eventually
beat them.
They may get healthy with Keenan Allen. Eventually, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams is a dynamic duo of two of the best pairs of receivers in the game that opens so many more things open for Austin Eckler to run the ball in between. But, you know, Rashawn Slater being out is going to really hurt them a lot. I mean, he's one of the best left tackles in the game.
No doubt. All right, let's continue with Overreaction Monday. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Manhattan, talk to William. What's up, Will?
What's up, guys? My overreaction.
Yep.
Giants fan over here, we're going to shock the world. Contract year, we're going to ride it through all the way to the end. Cowboys is going to flop like they always do. Mm. And go Giants. How about that, guys?
All right. Overreaction is the Giants.
Are the Giants in third place? They're in third place because they lost to Dallas. But they have the same record, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the initial tiebreaker at first. You would just say, just technically right now, you have the head-to-head. But still, did you see the Giants at 3-1?
No.
No, you didn't. But they have gotten there. Now, again, that was a tough watch, that game.
But listen,
only the most diehard of Giants fans was watching that, feeling like this was fun. That game was not fun.
But they can win ugly though.
But they won. Yes, exactly. And they've got a smart coach.
You don't have to have like style points.
No, you don't. Let's go to Massachusetts. Talk with John. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, fellas, or good afternoon. Hey, listen, I got my thing is with the New England Patriots. Back when they won Super Bowl number 6, that's when Belichick, he should have stepped down then and let McDaniels take over. The year later, they lose Brady. Now, everything is on the downslide now. Mm-hmm. It's going to take them a while to get back. But my number one thing from yesterday was the Baltimore Ravens, man. Every fourth quarter, that back end of the defense lets them down again. And I'm watching Lamar, and Lamar, to me, he looks like Barry Sanders 2.0. Yes. You're never really going to get a good hit on him, mm-hmm. but let him work that pocket. If the defense can get three and outs, there's no telling what the Ravens can do. Yeah. Bart, what do you think of that?
They're really waiting for this young rookie to come, man. Like, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know when he's coming back. I think they put him on initial IR. But he was dominating as far as pushing that pocket and being able to get those one-on-ones on the outside, man, because he's a guy like Chris Jenkins, Haloti Ngata, that are going to eat up two guys. He is a massive, massive man. And I'm talking about Travis Jones from Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the guy that they're making because now it makes him tough to rush.
You were talking about
against
him early on.
Right,
yeah.
So now you can stop the box. Now you can stop the run with a light box because now they have it. And Patrick Queen has to be better, man. Like, you're the free blitz on the backside. You are taught to stay on the upfield shoulder of the quarterback when he's running away from you. He got circled by Josh Allen where he should have been hitting him in the back for a sack. And that's just not being disciplined. They had the perfect call on him, and Josh Allen runs in for a touchdown mm-hmm. because you know, guy blitzing off the edge isn't being disciplined and keeping his eyes on what he's supposed to keep his eyes on, which is the back shoulder, right? The back shoulder when he's running away from you, because that way he can't spin around you because you're force. So, I mean, they keep making these stupid mistakes.
I know. Yeah, I could hear the frustration in your voice. We continue with Overreaction Monday. Let's go to Andre in Virginia. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how's it doing, man?
What's good?
Hey, so it's not a super overreaction, but I'm saying that the Giants need to trade Kenny Golladay, and then the overreaction is they need to add in Kadarius Toney too.
I mean, does Zach Wilson have more? I think did Rich Cimini tweet this? Zach Wilson has more touchdown receptions.
See, that's him going low, right? That's why I can't talk to you, because you're kicking me while I'm down. Here's the problem: they can't trade Kenny Golladay because his contract is so robust that they can't even get out of the contract until next year, I believe. So that's the problem. Like, you trade him, but who's going to want to take that type of salary?
Yeah, it's hard to fit that kind of a salary in.
I mean, he was a talented
player.
But
he's better than what we're seeing, right? Yeah, clearly.
But is he one of the classic athletes in the NFL when you talk about New York's just not for everybody? It's just the case that New York's just not for him, and he can't handle all the expectations. I mean, right now, he got a dead cap number of $31 million, mm-hmm. and his cap hit is $21 million, so you can't even get rid of him. You know, you have to kind of look at his contract maybe next year, so you're stuck with him. So I don't understand. You either got to bench him, or if you trade him, you're going to have to eat some of that money.
Well, they did. I mean, they didn't bench him, but they effectively – he really hasn't been part of the offense. They almost have to play him now because of all the injuries to the wide receiver core.
3 years, $53 million is basically what it is. And
look, when they signed him, you looked at that as like a really good signing, you know, a weapon for Daniel Jones. He was a good receiver in Detroit, and he comes here, and he just has not – it hasn't paid off and certainly hasn't paid off yet. More breaking news, injury news from Adam Schefter.
Man.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
What?
Yeah.
He's important.
Knee injury. Next four games he'll miss
I mean,
IR. It's not for the season, but still.
He's important to what they do. He's the most – listen, Arthur Smith unlocked him last year. Almost had 1,000 yards rushing as almost a full-time running back. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, his ability to be a receiver but play running back now with Drake London. Now listen, if it's been one of the biggest surprises this year has been the fact that Atlanta is not going to roll over and just die.
No, they've got good pieces. You mentioned they have a tight end who's multi-talented.
Yep.
They have the rookie wide receiver in London who's actually been really good. And, of course, they have the multifaceted running back. They have all those pieces, and then Mariota's been okay.
And just think, next year, it's almost like they're getting a first-round draft pick again because Calvin Ridley's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that lineup.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley – Cordarrelle Patterson, they basically can go empty, and that's basically like having
Pitts
five
Pitts is like
rides.
A wide receiver at tight end. And then, of course, you've got London, and then you mentioned Ridley.
So when they go empty, that's like having five wide receivers out there. You got two linebackers out there, like, which one are y'all taking Cordarrelle Patterson, who's a receiver?
Overreaction Monday continues with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And also, we fire up the BS translator, what they said, what they really meant. And sometimes they said too much. We'll tell you next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers. Apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com.
I know they got guns to my head.
I think I'm going down.
I can't believe it's happening in my hometown.
If I had wings, I would fly.
Let me contemplate. I look in the cut and I see my homie. Han.
Yes, sir.
I like that better, actually.
Han. But we've got right now your calls on Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Stay with us. We got them racked and stacked and ready to go, and we will get to them. But we've got to also talk about what was said over the weekend. And what they really mean. And to do that, Bart, we go to the BS translator.
A little voice pops up in the back of your mind to say, this guy who's sitting before me is telling me stories.
This is the BS translator.
That's why there's hope, because there's people like me who listen.
With Barton Hahn.
All right, Bart, let's begin with one of the O's that had to go. And that was their anus. Who finally get rid of their O in the win column, and they get a win over the Denver Broncos. And that's something the Raiders have actually done several times.
Yeah.
But for Josh McDaniel, of course, it's different because there was one time where he was coaching the Broncos.
I don't believe so. I have said this over and over again. I don't look at them with any ill will. They gave me a great opportunity at a young age. And if anything, I look at it like it was a blessing because I learned so much from it. And that made me better. And, you know, I've been forever grateful to Mr. Bolin for what he gave me an opportunity to do. And unfortunately, I didn't do well enough with it, but I hopefully have learned from it. But again, I don't look at that team with any kind of an ill will, other than the fact that they're a division opponent, and we don't like any of those guys. So that's the sweet part for us. Is I don't want to make this about me. This is just our team trying to, hold our home turf here against another division opponent.
All right, Bart. We all know that when you're playing against a team that fired you, and he was fired basically during the season after his second year in Denver. So you buying this, or what's he really saying here?
You know what? For the first time, I am buying it.
Okay.
Right? Because I think
you're not calling BS here.
I'm not calling BS on it because, listen, at one point he was one of the young prodigies like Sean McVay and like Zach Taylor, like LaFleur as well. And it just didn't work out. It doesn't work out for everybody. Sometimes you can be given something too early, just like Lane Kiffin. You get branded with these boy geniuses type of things.
Yeah.
And it sent them back to New England, where he was able to get three championships, post Broncos job, and it really pad his resume. And now he's getting a second opportunity, and I think he appreciates it a lot more. I mean, I can only imagine the pressure that he was under yesterday, because if he goes 0-4 and losing to a divisional foe, I don't know what the headlines would be saying about him, because he can't blame it on the talent, because this team is more talented this year than it was last year. But another coach was able to get more out of this team than he has been able to get out so far. He's still trying to figure it out. They have a long way to go, and we know what the records are for teams that start 0-3. I don't think they bucked that trend. I think it's still uphill battle for them. But, I mean, just to get that victory, man, and get in the division has to be some type of relief.
Didn't matter who was against at that point. All right, so we move on with the BS translator. Let's see if there's more here. The Pittsburgh Steelers. You said before the season that you believe the Pittsburgh Steelers, but this would be for the first time for Mike Tomlin, that he will have a losing record. You're feeling that. Well, they're 1-3 right now, and they're 1-3 mainly because their quarterback play has not been good. Mitch Trubisky was finally removed as a starter at halftime after he was 7-13 for 84 yards and a pick. And they were losing the game and the offense wasn't going anywhere. Kenny Pickett comes in, their draft pick that played at Pitt in that same stadium, and the building was rocking. He went 10 of 13 for 120 yards with three interceptions. It's not like he really lit the place up, although he did at least rush for a couple of touchdowns. So he had that going for him. So you know the questions are going to come about whether or not he's going to stay as their starter. But very first was Mike Tomlin explaining why he made this decision.
Just thought we needed a spark, man. We didn't do much in the first half. Not enough offensively, and you know, thought he could provide a spark for us.
Do you expect that decision to stick into next week?
You know, I'm not going to talk extended as we sit here. We did what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win this game, and we'll do it again. But I like to just keep it where we are in terms of what transpired here today. We'll deal with next week.
So, what is the BS translator saying about that second part of that answer, which is, you know, we're not going to talk about anything beyond today?
Yeah, Mike Tomlin is stuck between a pimp and a hard place. You know what I mean? Like, he out there like Money Mike with Damon on his ass, and he ain't got no pliers. Like, cold red, Donna cold red, pimp down, pimp in distress. Like, what do you do? Because now Mitchell Trubisky's confidence is broken. The team's confidence in Mitchell Trubisky is broken. And they can't be feeling great about what they saw from Kenny Pickett. You heard Micah Fitzpatrick, and this is when you know you don't have a lot of awareness.
Well, there's that, yeah.
He's saying, oh, I can't believe we're losing the teams that we're better than. Excuse me?
Are you sure?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
The team you lost to got a better quarterback.
You know what?
Than you.
I don't know.
And they got a better, you know, and you can talk about the offensive weapons. Chase Claypool, since his first year, hasn't been a great player. Right? Deontay Johnson drops the ball all the time, and the other kid is a rookie. Well, we got a good rookie over here, too. We got a better running back than Najee Harris, who y'all spent all this money for. You can say whatever you want, offensive line or not. He don't look like he's anything special. He looks like a guy that's just a guy. Right? So, you know, welcome back to the pack. Welcome back to the world
But let's just get back to Tomlin. So – what he's not saying, what he's really saying is, yeah, of course I've got to start him.
Yeah, the thing is, it would be a tough pill to swallow. He has to go back and say, tell Mitchell Trubisky, he has to do a Jedi mind trick. You know, we just need a spark. It just wants your day. We still believe in you. I think they go back to Mitchell Trubisky because I think what they saw, I think what they saw was concerning.
Okay.
And now with a team being able to prepare for him for a whole week, could be worse.
All right. All right. Let's see what happens there. Meanwhile, more quarterback controversy or more quarterback concern, and that is with the Carolina Panthers. So they lose 26-16 at home to Arizona. And Baker Mayfield, like, first of all, the fact that he's a smaller, diminutive quarterback, he's 6'1". That's not really small, but for a quarterback, it can be. He had five passes batted down. Never mind the turnovers, the two interceptions. He had three turnovers total. He's had five passes batted down. He has an NFL leading 11 passes batted down. And when he kept getting these passes batted down, the home crowd in Carolina started booing. They had it.
Already?
Enough's enough. They don't want to see any more Baker Mayfield. But Matt Rhule, the head coach, he had this answer.
Didn't think about that today. I was just, you know, kind of in the moment, like, hey, go to the next drive, you know, trying to, you know, again, get down there, go for two, you know, score a touchdown, go for two, thinking, hey, let's, you know, kick it deep and play defense. So hoping that we could make something happen. So, again, it's hard for me after the game to sit here. Obviously, I know that, you know, that I know it wasn't good enough, and I know that, you know, the numbers aren't what they need to be in a lot of different areas. I have to really, though, even as I said, the team, go back and really look and see, you know, hey, you know, why is this happening? Why are we not playing better than this? Because, you know, I know we have the personnel and offense to make plays, and it's just not coming together the way it needs to.
I just understand that what he was asked there was, why aren't you benching Baker Mayfield? He didn't really give much of an answer other than a whole bunch of word salad said really quickly. And Bart, what is he really trying to say here?
Dead man walking, going to old Sparky, getting right with Jesus. Won't do that no more, that's for sure. Man, he walking a green mile.
The head coach?
I'm talking
about
Matt Rhule. Yeah. Matt Rhule's walking today. He's tried everything.
Yeah.
Cam Newton made a trade for A.J. Bouye. He's had more transactions than Daryl Morey. And you know how many transactions this dude has.
That's true.
And all of them have came up lame. Gave up a second-round draft pick. Thanks a lot for the second-round draft pick. We appreciate Breece Hall. He's a great part of our success. Scored the winning touchdown yesterday. Thanks a lot for that. The gift that keeps on the gift that keeps on giving.
So petty.
He's run out of real estate. You heard Tapper. He said he's tired of this. He said he expects more. He gave Matt Rhule a six-year, $60 million deal fresh out of college. And this is the results that he's getting.
All right,
he's getting his head quarterback booed in October 1st.
Last but not least, as we continue, when we finish up with the BS Translator at Bart and Howard. Very late here, though, Bart. But we got to play this one because this is one that's just it puts the S in BS, and that is DK Metcalf, who was carted off the field in Detroit during a wild game. And he had a huge game going, carted off the field. Lots of concern.
Yeah.
Afterwards, explaining what exactly was going on with you that you needed to get on the cart and hurry up into the back.
Put a scare in everybody when you got carted off the field there. Was that just
I mean, I was hurting. That's it. I had a little tummy ache. Had to get it taken care of.
Was that valet service you got the call?
See, I didn't even ask for that. I was about to, I was going to jog off the field myself, and then, you know, Strick was like, we got a cart for you. And I was like, hey, might as well.
Is this the longest place to go from this?
Yes, it was, yeah. So when I was on the cart, I was thinking like, yeah, it was a good thing we had the cart on standby. Oh yeah, for sure. I don't even like taking the cart, but in that situation, I give myself a pass.
He had to use the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he needed to get there really fast.
Yeah, we had Lamar Jackson get off the porta potty to beat Baker Mayfield just in time for fourth and one. And now you have, you know, DK Metcalf with the turtle head. We call this turtle gate.
Yikes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you got to go, you got
to
go. And listen, what people don't realize is a lot of times guys are taking so many supplements, caffeine pills, coffee.
Drinking a lot of water.
Like, it ain't even the water. It's the other stuff. The coffee, the pregame meal.
Yeah.
And sometimes that thing get the bubble up. You know what I'm saying?
They get the bubble guts.
He was like, man, like, listen, and it's been guys that have crapped their pants. On the field.
Yeah, speaking of which, we got to go as well. Good thing is,
it's like that Southwest. Need to get away.
They were wearing blue pants. That's a good thing. That's the BS Translator. It's Bart and Han. We got more of your calls coming up.
Bart and Han.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, right, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And you can watch us on the ESPN app. Don't forget that. Just go right to your phone. Go to watch. You'll see our show. Click it. And there we are. Take us with you everywhere you go. Your phone, your tablet. Don't matter. We are there now. You could see us everywhere.
We're like an algae. We just grow on you. We're
like
everywhere.
Fungus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not leeches, though. We don't suck the blood
out. No, not really. No.
Just algae.
Yeah,
just nice algae. Little rash. Not
you know,
too itchy.
I'd like to say we're like an ivy. You know, we kind of just grow up the wall and it looks nice. Okay, anyways, more of this stuff. So, again, off-the-field stuff with the NFL. Another story that is a huge story. Myles Garrett in that car accident.
That was you seen that? Did you finally see the car?
Yes. No.
The Porsche?
Scary what happened there. And according to Adam Schefter, he suffered a shoulder injury. He could be out for 2 to 4 weeks and still be compromised as a player. The Browns are eventually going to get Deshaun Watson. Yes. But where's the season going for them right now?
They just got to stay in striking distance. And with the AFC being so bad.
It's true.
Like, they're still, like, second in the division, right? Or tie one game back from being in first place in the division. And they're going to play those teams that they're behind. But also, look at how the rest of the AFC has let you down. Jacksonville let you down yesterday. You know, Indianapolis let you down. So now you're looking at the AFC West let you down. So, like, now they may creep in there. You might have somebody that go there with a 9-win season.
So they just got to hang around. But he's such an important player for them, yeah. difference maker on their defense. And if he's compromised, well, that changes everything
Clowney has
for
to
them.
Step up, and they have to start pushing the ball down the field more.
Well, they have the Chargers, speaking of AFC, they have the Chargers this coming week. Will he be available or not? Well, we got more news to get to, and we'll do that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.